Let's do this. Let's create a character. Let's write some script notes. Let's build a scene together because we are actors and we need to perform. We need it. It is in our souls to tell stories, and people want to hear those stories. That's the hot sauce of life, my friends. The hot sauce of life is our performances. And that is why you are here and you rock. Keep doing what you are meant to do. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. My name is Casey Lloyd. How was last week? Did you try some of those tips that I gave last week on staying sane, staying healthy, staying vibrant? What worked for you? What didn't? If something didn't work for you, that's not a failure. That's a learning lesson. Maybe you don't like broccoli, so let's try out an apple. You know, change it up. Always keep tweaking, always keep learning. So this week, I want to talk about the timeline of the multiverse in Avengers. I'm just kidding. That's not what I want to talk about. Sorry, Avenger fans. We're not going to go into that whole kettle of fish. What I do want to talk about is my story of my acting journey. I have given up on myself as an actor. I have said in the past, I think I've given up on myself twice. I've given up myself three times, actually. I'm going to say three times because the first time being, I was in middle school and I would walk by the auditorium and I would see my fellow students on stage and they would rehearse, you know. The school bell rang and everyone would go to their extracurricular activities. At that time, I wasn't in any, but I will walk by the theater on my way home. And those guys, for some reason, always started early. Maybe there was like a drama class in the last period and they were just getting set up for, you know, those afternoon activities. I don't know why, but whenever I walked home, they were already like mid-performance, mid-rehearsal. And I desperately in my soul wanted to be up there performing with them. But I thought all those folks were much more extroverted than I was. I was total introvert, didn't have many friends. And I just thought there was no way that anyone would let me on that stage if I auditioned. So that's number one. I gave up on myself before even trying. And it wasn't until my senior year, which was like kind of 5 years later, that I actually dipped my toes into the acting pool, because our senior play, you didn't have to audition. Anyone who wanted to be in it could just be in it. And I thank God that I had taken the leap at that time and did it, because I am here now knowing that I am living in my purpose and in my actual true heart of hearts passion of what I am meant to do on this planet. So that was the first time I gave up on myself. The second time I gave up on myself, I got my theater degree from the University of Colorado. I moved to New York. I lived there for 3 years. And I did some background work. I did some indie film work. I auditioned for a plethora of Broadway musicals, which I had no actual singing training, but I just took the risk and someone had to listen to my 1 or 2 minutes of probably atrocious singing. Then I auditioned for some off-Broadway plays. It was a blast. It was a fun time when I lived in New York. But even then, after 3 years, the city freaked me out. And there was also a feeling that I couldn't hack it. And so I went back home to Colorado. When I got home to Colorado, I was like, all right, I'm going to start this up again, but I'm just going to pursue it in Colorado. So I got an agent. I actually started doing some work in Colorado. I got more indie gigs. And that continued. And then I was like, you know what? I want to make a go of it again. And I love film. And in Colorado, you can make a career in theater. And there's also a big commercial and print market. So if that's your jam, you could totally rock it out. And then you have New Mexico nearby, which is now blowing up. So in Colorado, there is stuff happening. But I felt like I wanted to go to the other side, the other coast, because I had worked and I got my theater degree. And I felt like that was just the trajectory. I felt the trajectory of my life and what I really wanted to do. And all the films, you know, it's Hollywood, right? It's Hollywood, baby. That's the place. So I moved to LA the first time I moved to LA. And I freaked out and I bounced after 3 months. And so that was the third time I gave up on myself. And so I went back to Colorado. And when I got back to Colorado after that third time, I kind of just agreed with myself for a long, long time that I'm okay being kind of what I call a hobbyist actor. I didn't really pursue stage, so I was just kind of doing indie films and commercials, and I didn't feel thriving because I wasn't getting paid for it, but I felt okay. I felt like I was also making my own projects, but it did feel like truly in my soul that I had really kind of given up on what I knew I was meant to do and where I was meant to go. And all those times that I gave up on myself, they had something in common. And that commonality was this idea of a timeline. It was an idea of comparison. I compared myself when I was younger to those other students on stage, thinking they were more extroverted. But as we know, you know, a lot of us artists are actually kind of introverted in many ways. So they might have been introverted as much as I was. They just took the risk at that age. But I compared myself to them and thought that they were better than me and that I just wouldn't be able to hack it. The second time when I was in New York, I had started making acquaintances and I started meeting people and I saw the people that I went to school with. And at that time, social media had just kind of started. It was just the beginnings of Facebook and MySpace. And I started seeing people that I went to college with started having like more success than I did. And I started seeing some people in New York having more success than I did. And I was like, I suck. These guys are doing it, but I'm not doing it. I'm not like in the spot that I want to be in. I'm like right here and doing these type of things. And I thought I would want to be at that level where I'd see myself on like on a TV show by now or something. And then it happened again when I went to LA. I was treading my wheels and comparing myself to others and thinking that I was a failure based on other people's timelines. And social media has become such this big dominant beast in our consciousness that it can be a great thing, but it can also be really dangerous as an actor because it can just take you out of the game when you compare other people's journeys. And that's what happened to me several times. And I have finally realized, and it's so comforting now to just know that every single actor is on their own journey. And guess what? The only competition is yourself. The other actors don't matter because the casting directors want to see how well you perform. And sometimes the casting directors and agents don't even know what they're looking for until you show them your specific inner person and performance, right? Sometimes they might just be like, oh, you're not right because you have red hair and we already have another lead with red hair. So sorry, you're too late. And there's just all sorts of bizarre reasons why you don't get cast. But you can look at social media and there's this picture of like, you know, everyone's highlight reel and you think that you're worth less. And you think that your career is stalling and failing because X person has gotten it and you haven't. I'm here to tell you that you are right where you need to be. Your journey as an actor is your own. Don't get into this mindfuck game of looking at other people's social media and thinking you're lesser. because all you're doing is causing yourself anxiety. When you're thinking ahead in the future and you're thinking like, why haven't I gotten this thing yet? All that does is all that future gazing, that is in itself pure anxiety causing drama. So I would advise just as much as you possibly can, it's easier said than done, live in the moment and enjoy your journey and celebrate with others on social media their successes, but just know that whatever other, your friends, colleagues, whatever, celebrate with them. They are awesome fellow actors. They are not your competition though. And you are going to make it if you just keep going and keep doing you and keep pushing at it. You got to work. I'm not saying don't work, but I'm saying that you are on your own timeline and you can make it happen. Just don't compare yourself to others. That's your homework. Get off the social media a little bit. Or when you're on the social media, acknowledge the fact that they're on their own journeys. And in fact, most likely the highlight reel that you're looking at, that same person that you think is super successful probably has other goals that they're not achieving and they think they're not successful. Like we all have our own levels of definitions of success. And then once we get to that place, right, we raise the bar again. And again, that's kind of just what we do as human beings. So really, we're all kind of suffering because we're all trying to future gaze and try this like this mystical thing that's like idyllic future actor self. When in reality, we just need to be in the moment and focus on what can we do today to be a little bit better. Once I've made that realization, it's just like, it's a warming, calming, like blanket of armor for myself now. There is no way I'm giving up on my career anymore because no one can make me feel lesser based on their successes. I'm in my zone. I think you should be in your zone. And I'm just ranting now. You get the idea. That's all. That's it for this week. Just enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I truly appreciate it. Please share and write a review if you have the time on iTunes. And if you've enjoyed this content and you would like to go further with your own career and you'd like to be coached by me, I am a life coach in the acting space. You can learn more about me at caseylloyd.com/coaching. You guys are awesome. Take it easy. Take it easy on yourself in 2022. Don't compare yourself to other people's timelines because guys, there are so many different actors out there that got started way late in life or got their big breaks like in their 40s or 50s. You can become a successful actor anytime in your life. So you got this. You're gonna rock it. Keep going and just be yourselves. All right, guys. I will check you out next Wednesday. Cheers.